Hey, Steve, can you lend me a penny?
Lauren, I'm not that guy at the Circle K, that little thing where you drop your pennies in. No, I don't have one for you. Sorry.
I get your point. And you're right. There has been a debate for years about whether or not we should just get rid of the penny. They seem a little useless, right? The West Wing even broached this topic years ago.
He wants to abolish the penny?
He doesn't want to abolish it as much as he wants to give his boss a reason why we can't.
Well, it's stupid.
Yeah, the thing is, it isn't really.
Really?
Turns out the majority of pennies don't circulate. They go in jars, sock drawers. Two-thirds of the pennies produced in the last 30 years have dropped out of circulation.
Now, Lauren, that was a great show, but are we getting any closer to getting rid of the penny?
Well, Senator John McCain recently introduced legislation this year to eliminate minting of pennies. But our next guest thinks that even though the penny may be worthless, we should keep it anyway. Jay Zagorski is an economist at The Ohio State University, and I spoke with him more about this debate and why he thinks we shouldn't get rid of Lincolns.
The United States government, the U.S. Mint in particular, has been losing money on every penny it's produced since 2006. That's 11 years where the penny costs more to produce than its actual value. Last year, it cost the mint 1.5 cents to produce every single penny, which means every time a penny is struck, the government loses half a cent. That's about $46 million is how much it loses.
Okay, so the big problem here, though, and I would guess the big reason this hasn't happened yet, is really simple, right? That people just love pennies. There's a nostalgia related to this, right?
Whenever surveys are done, and there was a survey that was done most recently in 2014, the majority of people in the United States favor keeping the penny. Just 34% in that 2014 survey said, let's get rid of the penny.
That's so interesting. I wonder, why do you think that is?
In general, I think what happens is people don't like being told what to do. I personally don't use pennies very much, but in general, the government's saying, you, Jay Zagorski, are not allowed to use pennies anymore. We're going to ban them. That just strikes me as completely wrong. Being told by the government that we're going to save a few million dollars when they waste so much on so many other ideas and other projects, it just is like, no. You know, we spend about $46 million each year on pennies. And I would be very happy with an extra $46 million. I'm sure you'd be very happy. But there's about 325 million people in this country. So in general, we're not spending very much. We're only spending, pun intended, a few pennies each year per person on keeping this coin around that many people like.
Let's walk through this. What would happen if we did ban the penny? How would businesses handle it, for example?
Well, in Canada, businesses are required to do rounding. If a purchase ends in 1 cent or 2 cent, the merchant only rounds down and charges you, say, if it's $1 or $1.02, the merchant charges you $1. If the price is $1.03, $1.04, the merchant rounds up and charges you $1.05. And that is perfectly fair if all prices are distributed evenly across the board. But in general, when you go into a store, almost all prices end in either 98 cents or 99 cents, which means merchants get to round up. And there's been some economic estimates. As a professor at Penn State, he estimates the rounding tax will be about $600 million a year. It all adds up.
Right. So in countries like Canada, where they have banned the penny, are businesses just making a little bit more money every single time like that?
They only make a little bit more money on cash transactions. If you use your credit card or your debit card, whatever the price is, there's no rounding up or down. Chipotle tried it in the United States in 2012. They basically wanted to eliminate all the low-value change to speed up the lines. They tried it in 2012, and if you read all the comments on the internet and you read some of the articles, there's a lot of customer backlash when people are given a little bit less change than they're being expected.
Right. They say, you're shortchanging me. Where's my 2 cents, right?
So it's sometimes the principle, not the actual amount that's going on that's getting people upset.
Right. It's also true, though, that most pennies aren't really in circulation, right? They do sit in piggy banks, so to speak.
Yes, I will say that most of the pennies that come into my possession, I end up putting in a giant jar on my dresser.
Okay, so what do you think we should do about the penny, given all of these arguments?
Given all these arguments, I am not in favor of banning the penny, such as Senator McCain is suggesting we should do. Instead, what we should do is try and convince some large corporations, maybe Walmarts, McDonald's of the world, to basically do rounding. But rounding always down rather than either up or down to the nearest 5 cents. Why would corporations want to do this? There's been a number of studies that suggest handling pennies adds several seconds to every single cash transaction. If we eliminate these, cashiers can handle more customers, make customers a little bit more happy, because when a customer is like, wow, I just won, I just got an extra 2 or 3 cents, they're going to be happier with the store. Cashiers have to handle less coins, and businesses can generally save a little bit of money. In my opinion, if we can induce people to stop using pennies with small monetary bribes, that's going to be far more successful in the United States than just telling people, you can't use this coin you really like.
Jay Zagorski is an economist and research scientist at The Ohio State University. Jay, thanks so much for talking to us about this.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.